You are going to listen to a talk about effective ways to communicate with a teenager. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, choose the correct answer A, B, C or D for each question, 1 to 6. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
The teenage years are a time of great change, growth, and opportunity. Teens start to push boundaries. They feel they have to pull away from their parents and explore their independence and develop a sense of self. They begin to make decisions about things that have real consequences, like school and friends, not to mention substance use and sexuality. Since teens lack life experience and are often guided by their emotions, they tend to take risks and make impulsive decisions. Therefore, communication is the key to get through to them. If parents, teachers, and other adults keep the following tips in mind, teenagers will most probably listen and follow their advice. Generally speaking, teens tend to be more open about what's going on in their lives if they don't feel pressured to share information. So asking direct questions might not be as effective as simply sitting back and listening. Remember that even an unusual comment about something that happened during the day could very well be their way of reaching out, and you're likely to hear more if you stay open, attentive, and interested. Adults often have a strong tendency to advise teens about what to do in this or that situation and shower them with love and well-meant recommendations. In other words, adults often try to solve the teen's problems and downplay their anger and disappointments. But saying something like, "They weren't right for you anyway," after a romantic disappointment, doesn't really help a teen. Instead, show them that you understand and empathize by reflecting their sentiments back. Wow, that does sound difficult. Teens want to be taken seriously, especially by adults. Therefore, it's important for parents and teachers to look for ways to show that they trust them. Asking a teen for a favor shows that you can rely on them. Letting a teenager know you have faith in them will boost their self-confidence and help them grow. When it comes to setting rules, parents and teachers still need to take the lead, but it's so much more helpful for teens if you're ready to explain them. While pushing the limits is natural for teenagers, hearing your thoughtful explanation about why something isn't allowed will make the rules seem more reasonable. Children tend to be praised more when they are younger, but adolescents need the self-esteem boost just as much. Teenagers might act like they're too cool to care about what adults think of them, but the truth is, they still want a parent's or teacher's approval. Looking for opportunities to be positive and encouraging is vital for a trusting relationship with a teenager. Since talking isn't the only way to communicate, it's great if a teenager knows they can rely on and reach out to you whenever they need help, without talking about anything personal. Discussing ways on how to communicate best with each other, working out strategies to improve communication, and brainstorming solutions together is definitely worth the effort. Last but not least, communication is not only about sharing difficulties or tough feelings. It is important to share funny things that went well during the day and to find opportunities to laugh together. Having fun together is a wonderful way to feel good and strengthen a relationship, and you can learn a lot about teenage humor in the process. After all, teens value authenticity and want to be taken seriously. If they feel you communicate at eye level, there will almost always be a way to resolve any teen-adult conflict. The teenage years are a time of great change, growth, and opportunity. Teens start to push boundaries. They feel they have to pull away from their parents and explore their independence and develop a sense of self. They begin to make decisions about things that have real consequences, like school and friends, not to mention substance use and sexuality. Since teens lack life experience and are often guided by their emotions, they tend to take risks and make impulsive decisions. Therefore, communication is the key to get through to them. If parents, teachers, and other adults keep the following tips in mind, teenagers will most probably listen and follow their advice. Generally speaking, teens tend to be more open about what's going on in their lives if they don't feel pressured to share information. So asking direct questions might not be as effective as simply sitting back and listening. Remember that even an unusual comment about something that happened during the day could very well be their way of reaching out, and you're likely to hear more if you stay open, attentive, and interested. Adults often have a strong tendency to advise teens about what to do in this or that situation and shower them with love and well-meant recommendations. In other words, adults often try to solve the teens' problems and downplay their anger and disappointments. But saying something like, "They weren't right for you anyway," after a romantic disappointment, doesn't really help a teen. Instead, show them that you understand and empathize by reflecting their sentiments back. Wow, that does sound difficult. Teens want to be taken seriously, especially by adults. Therefore, it's important for parents and teachers to look for ways to show that they trust them. Asking a teen for a favor shows that you can rely on them. Letting a teenager know you have faith in them will boost their self-confidence and help them grow. When it comes to setting rules, parents and teachers still need to take the lead, but it's so much more helpful for teens if you're ready to explain them. While pushing the limits is natural for teenagers, hearing your thoughtful explanation about why something isn't allowed will make the rules seem more reasonable. Children tend to be praised more when they are younger, but adolescents need the self-esteem boost just as much. Teenagers might act like they're too cool to care about what adults think of them, but the truth is, they still want a parent's or teacher's approval. Looking for opportunities to be positive and encouraging is vital for a trusting relationship with a teenager. Since talking isn't the only way to communicate, it's great if a teenager knows they can rely on and reach out to you whenever they need help, without talking about anything personal. Discussing ways on how to communicate best with each other, working out strategies to improve communication, and brainstorming solutions together is definitely worth the effort. Last but not least, communication is not only about sharing difficulties or tough feelings. It is important to share funny things that went well during the day and to find opportunities to laugh together. Having fun together is a wonderful way to feel good and strengthen a relationship, and you can learn a lot about teenage humor in the process. After all, teens value authenticity and want to be taken seriously. If they feel you communicate at eye level, there will almost always be a way to resolve any teen-adult conflict.